You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Back with us again is Jonah White, the founder of Billy Bob Teeth in Hardin, Illinois, and CEO of a multi-million dollar gag gift empire called Billy Bob. His famous teeth are fun for adults and kids of all ages. He built an empire based on his own invention of fake redneck buck teeth. You gotta love that. Jonah has accomplished the American dream and created a booming business with over 300 products sold throughout the world, including over 20 million Billy Bob teeth. He is going to tell us today about goals we can set as entrepreneurs to meet our second quarter goals. Jonah, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So it certainly is fitting that we're talking to you on April the 1st, April Fool's Day. Remind our listeners about your business, Billy Bob Teeth, and how anyone can add these fun teeth into their lives to break from the norm.
Yeah, you know, everything I make is funny and cute and a great thing to use on April Fool's Day. So, you know, go load them up. Head to your Spencer gift store.
April is Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Month as well. Your business philosophy is also to take the time to give back to charity and are involved with the rescue of animals. Tell us about the latest animal you rescued called Wolfie.
Well, I received a call back in January about a timber wolf that had to be adopted ASAP from an animal shelter in northern Illinois. And, you know, it's interesting, Eric. Like I told you before, you know, I really don't believe in karma because that means the world is fair. But I believe that if you surround yourself with like people that are similar to you in goals and that work hard, that good things happen to you. And a friend of a friend had told this animal shelter that they should contact me, and they did. And lo and behold, I have a USDA permit that allows me to have dangerous animals, and there's only a handful of them in the private sector in the state of Illinois. And this animal shelter had acquired a timber wolf, but they didn't have a permit for it. And the state was going to require them to put the animal down at midnight if they couldn't place it. And they had to agree to this, even though it was a no-kill shelter. But they only deal with cats and dogs primarily. And so they thought that it wouldn't be a problem, and they contacted wolf sanctuaries from Arizona to Wisconsin to New York, and they spent the entire day in vain on the phone, and they weren't able to place this wolf in a home anywhere. And when they told me the story that it was going to be put to sleep at midnight if I didn't take it, it really put the pressure on me. But you know, I don't know. I just went with my instincts, and I went home, and I, of course, did the sales pitch to my wife, who has to be very patient with me and my hoarding of animals. You know, I have I have a whole plethora of animals. I live on about 1,000 acres here in Illinois. And she gave me permission, and as we were actually leaving for Los Angeles, and actually called the animal shelter in Jacksonville, Illinois. The shelter is called PAWS, P-A-W-S. And I called Lisa, the owner, and told her I would take him. And she bursted out crying on the phone to me and said that she has never had to put an animal down and that she had made up her mind that if she was going to have to put Wolfie down, she was going to stay with him until he went to sleep. She wasn't actually going to give him the injection and walk away. And, I mean, it was just such a touching thing. And I'm lucky that I have the means and I can take care of animals like this and give them a second chance or a second lease on life. But, you know, Eric, it really comes down to just making good choices and surrounding yourself with good people. And then you become – I just did a benefit for the PAWS organization just last weekend up in Jacksonville, Illinois, and did a book signing up there and help them raise some funds for their no-kill shelter. And it's just – there's just not enough good people like that in this world. And when you find them, I mean, gravitate towards them because they're the best thing in the world.
Well said, and certainly appreciate your sharing that from the heart. How many animals do you have in total, and how do you find the time to help other charities while running a full-time business?
Well, I've been running this business for going on 20 years now, and I do have some very, very good people. The key to running any good business is to surround yourself with really good people. Every business revolves around people more than the product, and don't fool yourself to think that it's not the case, because it is. And it is tough. You know, multitasking is not my strength, and I understand that. You know, I like most entrepreneurs, I suffer from ADD, right? And I understand this. I'm not good at multitasking. I'm good at doing a very good, thorough job at one thing and then moving on to the next, sort of like a bulldozer. And when all of a sudden I become someone who picks lettuce in the field, I'm not that good. I'm more of a bulldozer mentality. And when you have this many animals that depend on you every day, it's tough. You know, I have, you know, buffaloes and, you know, I mean, you know, sheep and miniature pigs and all sorts of, you know, I have a bear in my backyard and, you know, a fox, and now I have a timber wolf and, you know, tortoises and, I mean, you know, fainting goats, pot-bellied pigs. I mean, I really, off the top of my head, I don't know exactly how many. I know that during, you know, the birthing season, you know, which is typically in the spring, you know, some days we can have 10, 12 more animals than we did. I know one of my Highland cows is about ready to have a baby. And I'm going to, and once I get off the phone here, I'm going to actually go back to the house, and she was up on the side of the hill, and take her a little bucket of grain and see that she's okay. She's isolated herself, so she's getting ready to calve. So it, you know, it changes from day to day, but, you know, animals are wonderful, and they're an investment, and they're a great responsibility, you know. I rescued a female black bear about 3 years ago, and, you know, she should live to be 35 years old. You know, I mean, this is a huge responsibility, and you have to see it that way and to do your best, you know?
Certainly this conversation has one listening making a shift in their thinking. Today we're joined by Jonah White, the founder of Billy Bob Teeth and CEO of a multi-million dollar gag gift empire called Billy Bob, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You live such a unique lifestyle. We've heard part of that already today. And you even lived in a cave at one point some time back. What advice can you give others about thinking differently as a tool for success in business?
Well, the key to life and the key to success is adaption. You know, when that meteor hit, the first thing that went was T-Rex, right? But we still have the crocodile, and they thrive. You have to be a survivor. And you have to be willing to get in the mud, and you have to be doing, you know, you have to be willing to go for a period of time before you get your next meal. And you have to expect that it's not going to be easy, that it's going to be hard. And if you're ready for all these things, then, you know, bring on the contest, you know. But if you're weak in any one of these areas, you're setting yourself up. So prepare yourself for the worst, and that way you don't get surprised.
And speaking of living in a cave, you did that for about a year. Tell us a bit more about what lessons you learned from living in a cave and how this can be applied to running a hugely successful business.
Well, I think living in the year was 1994, and I kind of gave up on society, and I went and I lived in a cave in back in the valley behind my mom and dad's house by Hardin, Illinois. And I spent a huge amount of time introspecting and looking at myself. You know, we actually all know the answers inside of us to almost any question that ever comes to you. You know the answer. You just have to think about it. And one thing that the inventor, that the typical inventor has is he suffers from ADD and he wants results right now. He's willing to look at whatever's on his plate from one direction that's straight on. He doesn't look at it from the side or underneath or on top. He doesn't think about, you know, what's it going to do if it gets wet? How long is these batteries going to work? You know, how long is this patent good for? He doesn't think about all these things. Okay, the patent's good for this long, but it's going to take me this long before I'm going to get it into this chain of distribution. That you have to think about all these things. And the best way to think about these things is to clear your mind and to isolate yourself. The military does this. When they bring people right out of conflict, they typically send them off on R&R somewhere before they send them back, you know, typically. And, you know, I kind of did the same thing, and it took me about a year before I kind of figured out what it was in life that I wanted, how I wanted to live, what I wanted my family to be like, and what kind of business could support my family and myself doing this. And did I figure everything out 100%? No. Did I get all the answers looking into that fire every night after night after night? No. You know, nothing is 100% in life, Eric. I've learned this. You have to be realistic and look at everything. But I sure got some very, very good ideas, thinking and having what I call cave time. And looking into that fire and thinking about just how good life is if you're healthy, and you're, especially at the time I was in my 20s, you know, I was about 25. You know, it's like, I can do anything in this life. You know, I've got so much life ahead of me. You know, right now is the most important time in my whole entire life because I'm figuring out my future. People don't think like this. And it's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and paying electricity bills and child support and making payroll and all these things that bug us as entrepreneurs. But sometimes you just have to push away from all this and then look at the big picture, which most of the time is completely inside of ourselves.
Very inspiring to hear that angle. Thanks for that once again. Now, going into the second quarter of the year, tell us what are five things we should or need to know now as business owners to ensure we meet our goals.
Okay. Well, I don't, you know, every business is a little different, but they all are very similar. Long-term goals are not very important to me. The economy and the dynamics of business changes so much that if you're trying to make financial long-term goals, I think you're wasting your time. You need to think about 6 months from now and surviving from now to 6 months. What does that look like? However, you don't be like our government and forget about it because someone else is going to get elected and it's going to be their problem to fix the issues that are going to happen next year and the year after. Because, I mean, as an entrepreneur, it all comes back to you. So in the end of the day, this is all on you. So don't make problems that you can't dig yourselves out of. But think about survival and think about it from the very basic elements for the next 6 months. Think about what you have to have, what you don't have to have. And then reassess it in 6 months.
Yeah, it sounds like we think very much alike. Lastly, you talked about how your ideas, long-term goals are not as important. Where do you see yourself in a glance a year from now and maybe even 5 years from now?
I'm really working hard on television and promoting not just me as a person. I do not have any ego. But the message that I give to people about being unique and being different for some reason is very important to me. Public speaking is very important to me. Letting people know that you can be successful because you're paying attention to yourselves and what your own instincts are is so important. I see myself in a year and even in 5 years doing a lot more of seminars and actually talking and coaching to people. I have thousands of inventors. I mean, literally, I have thousands of inventors right now seeking help from me. And I find myself like being as much of a psychologist for these people as I do giving them business advice. You know, most people want to look at something that really this invention isn't the most important thing in their life right now. Maybe it's their health or maybe it's something else. And this invention is just the excuse that they're talking to me with. But I don't know. I like helping people. I'm a pleaser person. I want everyone to be happy, and I want to help everyone. And I know I can only do what I can do, and I have to accept that. But I see myself taking a lot more affirmative role in that.
Certainly has been good to have spoken with you once again. Very inspiring, and love for you to come back to be with us once again in the future. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Billy Bob online before you go.
You know, people can Google me, you know, and if you want to read about things I've done in my life, my name's Jonah White, J-O-N-A-H-W-H-I-T-E, and my company is Billy Bob Products, and so you can go to BillyBobProducts.com.
And that's easy enough. Jonah, as always, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Eric.
More than welcome. We've been speaking with Jonah White, the founder of Billy Bob Teeth and CEO of a multi-million-dollar gag gift empire called Billy Bob. And once again, the website of reference is BillyBobProducts.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for...
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.